Amanda Bynes has been placed on psychiatric hold after he was found roaming the streets naked and alone.
Honey, I love you, but said I do.
MeanOnWheels.com.
M-E-A-T.
What type of disability
is the best lover?
Were there gay slaves?
I've said a lot of bad things on this podcast.
She can't push it out, so it just relying on gravity. There it is. I found it. Found the cancelable part.
Oh, what's going on, Nick?
What's going on, Pedro?
Who do you think you are? You're monotone today, dude. You gotta pick it up. You gotta take this little tequila shot, dude.
Pick it up. Hey, CJ.
Yeah. I'm not the one that you have to answer to for your depraved behavior.
That's true. Happy to be here for another episode of Birdie. My name's Nick, and I have depression. But don't let my laughter fool you, bigotry or my homophobia.
Is it my racism?
I'm depressed.
That's what it is. Is it the weather, dude? Is this gloomy fucking weather for you that's doing it?
Let's not talk about the weather. And then to my right.
All right, buds. What's going on?
The worst podcaster.
You know the weather makes him angry, dude.
The weather does make him angry. So angry, dude.
Makes my dick shrivel.
I don't know why.
Makes him angry and depressed.
I don't know why, because we started this podcast just to do weather reports.
Yeah.
I'm Pedro, folks. Welcome back. I'm happy to be here,
we
too.
Got banana.
And no banana today, dude. In your pants?
All right.
I'm Chris James, everybody. Follow me on Instagram at CJ Talks Funny. Follow me on Twitter, too, at the same thing. I do a lot of choking in the bedroom.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah, not during sex. I just eat lying down.
Banana.
Was that the punchline?
Yes.
That was a good one.
He chokes.
I like that
he
one.
He chokes. Get it?
Yeah, he choked on the joke.
He choked on the choke grind it.
You guys are unsupportive friends.
Reverse.
You should have done the other one, dude. The one you told
Literally,
me before.
Most people tune into the podcast for 2 minutes, and every time they tune out after your joke. So think about that for a second. And here we are giving you local talent stage.
2 minutes.
Giving you a stage every single week, dude.
That's crazy.
We're very supportive.
Let's take the shot really quick, dude. Let's get things rolling.
We got a little bit of tequila here. What happened?
I forgot to plug my phone in, so...
Oh, okay.
Outstanding.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. It's Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, motherfuckers.
Happy Tuesday, folks.
It's my Friday, so I'm the only not alcoholic one here. I haven't been drinking all week.
I'm going to work after this.
He's currently on his break.
Damn. He's on his break?
He's drinking on his break, dude. That's wild, dude.
And then we're back to driving.
Well, don't say that on
allegedly.
IG Live.
Allegedly, dude.
Yeah.
There's a lot you can't say on IG Live anymore, dude.
Yeah, there's a lot you can't say on anywhere. And that's why this is a safe place to talk about whatever you want.
What do you want to talk about, Pedro?
Lay it on me.
Me?
What's the one thing that's been bubbling up on you?
How about those blacks, huh?
Can't live with them. Can't live without them.
Ah, come on, dudes.
Yep,
nothing, dude.
They'll find you. Well, see, the thing about...
It's so harsh to say those blacks.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Which blacks, though?
Oh shit. Normal day in New York City, the caption says. She's like going ballistic at this like subway, what it looks like.
It's something like that.
A deli.
Yeah,
it's like a deli. And she's going nuts, like on top of the glass shield that protects the meats, you know?
She's like trying to attack the cashier.
Damn. And she jumps down.
She goes down and clocks her, dude.
Somebody threw that from the back. I thought she just fell. When I first saw it, somebody just got good aim back there, dude. You should be pitching for the New York Mets.
She's a little squirt, dude.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
You just see something fly from the back, like, bonk, right in the dome.
That's pretty good.
That's funny, dude. I like when people get served justice like that.
Mm-hmm.
That feels good.
Well, you didn't see before the video before she freaked out, so maybe it was...
She was sexually assaulted right before the video.
Yeah.
Oh, she still deserved
salami
it.
Stick.
Hey, honey, you're looking for sausage today? A pound of sausage?
No, no,
that's
no.
Me.
That's me. That was a bad combo.
Hell yeah, dude. Pretty crazy stuff out there. The world
that's
is
New York City?
A fun place.
Yeah.
A wild place, huh?
It's a wild
the concrete
place.
Jungle, they call it, dude.
Who calls it that?
People. People call it that. It's because it's wild out there. You never know what you're going to get.
That's true.
Forrest Gump's mom said that.
Okay.
Speaking of black people, San Francisco looking to give reparations to its black residents.
Finally.
In the
I
amount
know.
Of $5 million.
$5 million for all the black people? They're going to get like 75 cents each.
According to the New York Post, San Francisco politicians will meet Tuesday. That's today.
Whoa.
To publicly consider a reparations package that would pay $5 million lump sum payments to its eligible black residents. The city's Board of Supervisors will weigh the draft plan, which recommends eliminating personal debt and tax burdens and doling out guaranteed annual incomes of at least $97,000.
Does it also cover baby mama drama?
Can you repeat that last one?
Doling out annual incomes.
Annual incomes.
Guaranteed annual incomes of at least $97,000 for 250 years.
That's
to
a long time.
To an
they lived to like
number.
40 with diabetes and stuff. Heart disease.
Yeah.
So is it $5 million for every black person?
Yeah.
Where are we getting
every
this?
Qualified?
Damn. Where are we getting this money? Dude?
You're gonna be seeing a lot of fat white chicks with some black guys in San Francisco.
Yo, if you're black, go to San Fran, dude.
Yeah, you're gonna be
right?
seeing some silk.
Go to San Fran if you're black.
Yeah. What do you think they're gonna spend their money on? If you could guess.
Cars and chains.
Cars and chains. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's what I would do.
Would you?
Yeah.
They'll probably put some of the money away for their kids to go to school and build a big stock portfolio.
They don't care about their kids.
¿Quién crees que eres?
I'm not laughing at that one.
Oh, me either. Wasn't funny.
Black families could also buy homes in the expensive city for just $1 under the plan.
There goes property value.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Here the Johnsons moved down. Moved in next door.
They have a lot of barbecues.
And got it for a dollar. This what was like $2.8 million house is now just
oops,
maybe 120 mansion, dude.
That'd be a good deal.
John Dennis, chair of the San Francisco Republican Party, said that while a serious conversation on the subject of reparations is in order, $5 million in reparations per individual is unattainable.
Yeah. You know this isn't going to happen till like 15, 20 years from now, too.
Yeah. Well, he thinks it's unserious, dude.
I've said a lot of bad things on this podcast so far.
And we're fucking 7 minutes in,
and
dude.
I think that every black person should get $5 million all across America.
Oh, no. That's not, we're not doing this. We're not doing this.
That's what? Coming from your tax dollars, dude.
I don't care where it comes from.
I'll pay $5 million myself. To
I
just
will
wait.
Give, I will get $5 million to see every black man be a $5 millionaire.
Nice. A $5 millionaire. Fucking third grade, dude.
Yeah, you wish I was in third grade because then you'd have sex with me.
That's not true.
Okay.
Thank you for hitting the button, dude. That's not true. You have to be in fourth. I have a line, dude.
That's gross.
Dude. Yeah, why would I say
that's
that?
That's so gross.
That's terrible. You guys are terrible.
That's so gross.
You're so bad.
You guys made Nicole leave.
Oh, bye, Nicole.
Bye, Nicole.
She was here, and now she's gone.
Yeah.
What was it the child jokes or...
let's DM her.
Hey, Nicole. Why'd you leave?
Let's shoot her a DM like, hey, we saw you came on, but what made you leave?
Yeah, was it
maybe
the black jokes or the kid
maybe
jokes?
We can better ourselves, dude.
We can't.
Maybe.
I've been making these jokes for 34 years.
Dude, remember that one time when we first started this thing and you said faggot and you were like, so like...
Yeah, I do remember. Why are you bringing it back up, dude?
Because it was funny. Like,
Nate, you never answered. What do you think they'll spend their reparations on?
I already said, dude. They're going to a big, fat, booty white chick. They're going to buy chains, some silk, probably cars.
Silk?
Pimp out the ride, dude.
Bring Exhibit back to Pimp Out the Ride, dude.
The most unusable cars.
Yeah,
if I can. Like, this poor person's like, can you pimp my ride? Like, we're going to put 32 flat screens in the back of your car that barely makes it to your work in the ghetto.
I feel like you guys' racial stereotypes are stuck in, like, 2004 right now.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, that's what I was my peak racist,
dude.
We're going
to give it to Exhibit. Going to pimp it out.
He said, but pimp the rides, and that just triggered me, dude.
They're going to pimp
the
rides.
It was a good show. Put a fish tank in the trunk.
What would you say they're going to do it with? That's not 90s.
I already answered. I said
they're going to put it in a savings or an IRA.
Account for the child, yeah. And invest in some stocks and some
are
crypto.
The only black people you know gay men?
Crypto.
Gay
yes.
Black men?
Yes, actually.
I strictly hang out with gay black
yeah.
Men.
Yeah. All right. Well, fair enough.
That's crazy, yeah. Dude.
Well, I think they shouldn't get the money. If they're gay, they shouldn't get the money.
Oh, really?
We're going out after everybody today.
Were there gay slaves?
There had to be, dude. Out on the field like that?
I'm so tired.
I don't want to pick the cotton today.
What if I don't?
How about that? Why don't you get out here and pick this cotton, mister, huh?
Yeah, go pick it for yourself.
Pick your own cotton.
They're all whoosh. He's like, ooh, daddy, hit me harder.
Damn, is that where BDSM started?
Hallelujah, praise Jesus.
Wet in the waters.
Say my name, say your name.
God, make me say your name.
It's not funny, dude.
Oh, sorry.
That was a big cancelable moment we just had there.
Dude.
The gay slaves?
Gay slaves might come back to get us, dude.
I think that you should bring that on stage.
I would like to bring back a grievance from last week, actually. It was Pedro making fun of you for caring too much about the people at home, the viewers.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
Uh-huh.
There's none right now.
Yes.
Point. Exhibit A, dude. Right there.
We're putting a lot on the line here with this gay slaves talk.
Okay.
To not have any viewers. We're risking it for nothing.
Risk it for the biscuit.
If we don't.
Risk it, dude.
If we don't attract the masses.
Yeah. It's just a very niche market. Of, you know, gay slave jokes. Yeah, people look for that to find enjoyable content.
Yes, indeed.
So we need
that's
to find
super
that
searchable,
market.
Dude. Gay, sure. Black, gay, slave jokes.
King did you have an aneurysm or did I? Or a stroke.
It's been a lot.
That's your blood pressure.
It's been a long day, dude.
Can you still get hard?
I can definitely still get hard.
I believe you.
You want to see?
No, I believe you.
I don't even need hands.
Disabled people are good in bed.
What does that say?
Disabled people are good in bed.
Oh.
Disabled people are good in bed.
Now, do you think that's true? What do you think the... we're already being canceled. So what, what
next
type of disability is the best lover?
Ooh. That's a great question, Nick.
And that is a solid Thank question,
you.
Dude.
Thank you.
Have you masturbated this question before?
Have you ever masturbated to this question?
Is that a masturbating to that?
I masturbate to questions. I'm a sapiosexual.
You want... Go ahead.
No, please. You have the floor.
Please, CJ. Go ahead.
I happen to know someone was closely involved with a couple
sexually
who
do you believe
polytarded.
No, you go, CJ. Go ahead, dude. You talk.
See, I was letting you talk, and he fucking.
I finally had my chance.
He jived in, fucking jived in there, bro.
And the man was average. Ability and the woman was.
What
disabled.
Do you mean by average ability? Hold on.
He was not disabled. He was abled. The man was abled.
He was an able.
And
person.
The woman was a disabled person. She was in a wheelchair.
Nice.
Deleted. What's the word I'm looking for? Paralyzed from the waist.
Deleted.
Just erased.
All of her feeling was deleted.
She was a real rag doll.
Yeah.
From the waist down.
From the waist down, dude. Where's your drum, homie?
And that was right. So that was pretty interesting. You know,
did you?
And so was the sex? What was the
it?
Sex like?
Yeah, seriously, was it just
so you banged her out or what?
A human fleshlight.
She said she couldn't feel it, but she still enjoyed the process of going through it. Like it still stimulated her. Like
sounds like she didn't want it. Sounds like she didn't want it, dude. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, but what's she gonna do? Roll away.
Oh, man.
You paraplegic bitch! No. That's like the next words that I saw coming out of your mouth when you were staring maniacally at the camera like that.
Yeah, so what's she gonna do, roll away? You paraplegic bitch!
That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's perfect.
Nailed it.
You got the roll.
Rolls out a little bit slow.
She can't push it out, so it just is relying on gravity. There it is. I found it. Found the cancelable part.
Oh, dude.
So you still didn't answer my question though. What kind of disability?
She just leaves scratch marks. Dude,
well, we've talked about the benefits definitely of dating a paraplegic chick, right? Like she can't roll away, she can't feel it, so she doesn't know if you're any good or not.
True. Size doesn't matter.
Yep.
Perfect for me.
So really, I think it's a matter of it's a case by case basis for Pedro.
Yeah, that would be ideal.
Paraplegic is the way to go.
Yeah.
What kind of disability would you like, Nick?
Or no, what was the question?
Which one is the best lover?
Which one is the best lover, dude?
I mean, they're all pretty good lovers because they're so desperate.
Whoa, that's not true,
That's not true at all. I've had sex with many disabled people.
Have you never visited?
I ran through my high school. ¿Quién crees que eres? Every one of them. Boys, girls.
Didn't matter.
Dude, the way that the guys jerk you off of that strength, they don't let it go. They gorilla grip it.
Yeah, if you get one of those with the palsy hand.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, you get a cerebral palsy in there, and you just kind of wrench the thumb back and then clamps down on there.
That's a vice grip, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a fucking heavy vice grip right there,
dude. It's my senior year. All right, well, we don't have to answer that question. But at home, what do you think?
I've never heard of the website of meetonwheels.com, dude.
No, what is it?
It's a disabled person website. To meet.
And it's
a dating app.
What's it called again?
Meetonwheels.com.
M-E-A-T.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. What did you answer?
That sucks to be on that website and be like, but how disabled are you? Like, are you below me or above me? You know, because, you know, they're probably doing classes as well. Like,
yeah,
I'm dating a disabled person.
You're like,
I'm doing them a favor.
Idiot. I'm not going to date you, you fucking retard. You can't walk.
There's a lot of bullying going on that website, dude.
I live with my mom in an apartment, and they judge them because, like, I live with my sister in a basement or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dating ones that suck, dude. It's nice to be in a relationship.
Dude, I'm a little gassy today, boys. I'm a little fucking gassy goose over here.
Do you think about that? 3 in a row.
But you've been in a relationship for so long now. Like, don't you think?
Dude,
like,
I was in a relationship before online dating was, like, big.
Yeah,
so I never experienced it.
It's the worst. Do you online date? Do you try?
I'm on the online dating websites, but I've never experienced online dating.
Like, which ones? Which one are you on for our viewers?
Bumble.
Yeah, I'll Bumble? Take the bomb banana on that one. Tinder, Bumble.
Grindr, I think, is a big one.
Is that what it's called? Grindr.
Yeah. Grindr.
I'm on Grindr.
He's gay.
Who cares? You could be on Meet on Meet.
I'm on Meet. Yeah,
meet on Meet.com.
I'm on Disabled People Meet.
Yeah, MeetTrain.com.
Meet Wheels, dude.
Meet on Wheels.
MeetOnWheels.com, dude.
Meat Wheels, that's my name on there. I pretend I'm disabled because it's the only way I can get a match.
Damn.
He's over here saying
there's
how
gotta
desperate.
Be somebody does that. Yeah. That's yeah. gotta
and then
be
after
thing.
You come, you just get up and run away.
That's sick.
That is.
Damn. You're breaking a person with disabilities' heart.
He's talking about how desperate these people with disabilities are, and he's over here being like, I'm faking to be disabled to hook up with
you. Like, I finally found the one. I finally found the win. His name's CJ. He's so sweet. He's so nice. Just came over and just bangs you. Power
Damn,
bangs you.
Power tops you,
what
dude.
Disability would I have to pretend I had? Because I still want to be able to use the dong.
I don't know. One that makes you wear Elton John glasses that from the dollar store.
What kind would that be?
I don't know.
Autism, I believe it's called.
Technically, I think I have a disability. I'm pretty sure bipolar is considered a disability.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, well, there's got to be, like, subgenres of like, on the website, I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
It's got to be, like,
I found mine. I picked mine. You're like, pick mine. Bipolar. You can't pick it.
And you're just like, I will not date somebody with like no arms. That's like, retarded. Yeah. I will not date somebody autistic. Like,
yeah, if you don't have a pussy. Yeah, no.
We found 37 matches in your area. Yeah,
exactly. And all the faces are like.
I said no downs. God damn it.
I like to date autistic people because they don't have feelings.
That's smart. And they're deliberate.
Catch feelings.
True, dude.
Deliberate.
That's a good joke, actually. There's something to that. I'm gonna take a break over here. Autistic people can't catch feelings. That's a good little.
That's good. Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Super good. Yeah.
I hate autistic people. Thank you for saying it.
Glad I'm not the only one.
That is a good joke, CJ. Breaking down autistic people. There's one group of people that hasn't been attacked enough. It's autistic people. Their time's coming. Their time in the sun.
Their time, yeah. Pendulum swinging,
it's over.
Baby.
Yeah.
We're coming for you, Otties.
We're after your goofy-ass smiles, dude. Your 10-mile stare.
Your fucking blank in the fucking eyes smile, dude.
Yeah, the soulless eyes.
Constantly calculating.
Mm-hmm.
Cold.
Calculating the distance between my nose and my upper lip. You fucking weirdo. Calm down.
I think it's about 0.84 centimeters.
Told you it was autistic.
No, I know. Just is a big hard dick.
Big ass autistic.
That's one
dick.
Thing, dude. Yeah, that's got, one thing.
He's got banana
dick.
Sure.
These disabled people, dude, they throw down in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they're hung like horses.
Hung like horses. You know, take a pounding like a.
Hung like horses and smart as them, too.
Horses are actually pretty fucking intelligent, dude.
Yeah.
Why are you giving them so much credit?
He's autistic, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
Doesn't even know where he is.
That creeps me out so much. That really creeps me out, dude.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just being honest with you. I can be honest with you, right?
I'm just being in love with you.
I love you too. Let's run away with Pedro. Let's have a threesome, a throuple.
You think we'd survive a throuple, though, dude? Let's be honest.
We would be a mess.
We would get on each other's nerves throuple, so much, dude.
Yeah. You never hear about the toxic throuple, but we would be.
Because they all want to make sure.
Oh, like, you mean like, every throuple?
Every single person's like, that's a bad idea. I can't imagine being like that. Like, they have to oversell, be like, this is a great idea. It's all going great. And they're like, you know what I mean? They're like,
two. Well, and then two people gang up on one, dude, because one's not having a good time, and these two people over here are having a blast.
I'm just so happy for Nick and Pedro that they're getting along so well.
It makes me so happy. It makes my heart so happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're like, what's like that new energy, like new relationship energy?
Dude,
like,
NRE,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, when, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Polly, that's wild, dude. Soulless. Those people don't have souls. They're dead on
the
inside.
Well, I mean, that's also just like, I feel like playing into your insecurities, too.
I want to play with your
insecurities. You can play with my security, dude. I thought that was going to go over better, didn't it?
Yeah, bomb banana.
Didn't you have a list of, like, insecure? No, it's, was it insecurities or was it?
CNBC.
We're done with the disabled? We're leaving them to be? We're running away from
the
disabled?
We're leaving them on the short bus.
Yeah, we're pumping and dumping on those bitches, dude.
They can bag groceries somewhere their own size.
This town's not big enough.
Oh, that's so funny.
A psychology expert shares the 7 toxic signs of highly insecure people.
Ooh.
I got all 7 of these. I guarantee. If I don't have 5 of them,
you'd be surprised.
If I don't have 5, I'll be surprised. Yeah.
Without therapy? Absolutely. I've surprised, dude. Well, that was like anti-gay therapy, but it doesn't count. What the fuck is that? That was gay conversion therapy, dude.
Whatever.
That's me.
You blamer.
Here are the most common toxic behaviors, according to Harvard career expert Amy Gallo.
Amy Swallow, dude.
She sounds disabled.
They are, 1, overly concerned about what others think of them.
That's just narcissism.
Yeah.
Isn't it? If we're boiling it down,
like over,
put it in a pot, boil it down, dude. That's
I don't,
almost
actually.
Narcissism.
I surprised I don't have number one. I don't feel like I like overly care about that. Like there's some, like some.
Yeah, you stopped caring a long time ago.
Yeah,
yeah. My therapist told me I have to stop doing things for other people.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah, like
that's a breakthrough. Yeah. That's a breakthrough, bud.
She's like, you're way too concerned about what other people think about you.
Yeah.
And so I tried
to think you're not even thinking about yourself.
Right. I tried to think of something clever so she would like me.
Well, did she like
Exhibit A.
Two, they never express a firm opinion.
Wishy-washy.
I don't know how I feel about that.
You're kind of, yeah. You've got...
I don't like people who have too much confidence in their opinions.
That's also true. Or, like, oversell it, because, like, things...
Oh, yeah.
You should be able to flip it. And I think that's what one thing I've learned, really, on being on this podcast and talking.
Well, even if
it is different than having a firm opinion, though.
True.
I mean, even if you...
like, I could flip Pedro's ding-dong around, it doesn't make it firm.
No, it doesn't get firm anymore.
I think it never gets firm.
No, it's like a... Yeah, it's like that...
It's a loose opinion.
It's a loose opinion.
A loose opinion.
Whoa.
Give him the banana. Yeah.
Give me the banana, Daddy.
I was going to say something about... What was it? Oh, firm opinions.
They never express a firm opinion.
Yeah. Or overly sell it, like you said.
I don't have that either. I'm surprised. So now I need to get the next five.
You got to get the next five in a row, dude.
Yeah.
To be your true self.
Insecurity. Or this cunt's wrong. Sorry.
Well, I mean... Harvard disabled lesbian.
Yeah, I know.
Who knows?
Yeah, some Harvard. Oh, this is the insecure people. Like, what, the last two people she dated that broke her heart because she's fat?
That's literally what it is.
She let it go, dude. She literally got fat.
You let yourself go. Yeah. Fucking, what's her name?
Yeah, number three, write articles about what insecure people do.
Because I'm totally not insecure
at all.
Yeah.
I don't care that you cheated on me with somebody prettier than me.
Well, that would crush, huh?
Oh, yeah. The third most common toxic behavior of insecure people. They suffer from a chronic inability to make decisions.
To get hard.
Even when the choices have little consequence.
Oh.
Little consequence is what we call Pedro's ding dong.
Come on, be nice. It's decent. Remember?
It's respectable. It's civilized. It I think civilized. This is all three words we used last week.
In Mexico, it's pretty big.
Dude.
That's true.
Yeah, in America.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
In Mexico, you have an American dong.
Above average, baby.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
Well, that's a bad one. Number four?
Do you have that one?
Number three was they suffer from the chronic inability to make decisions.
But doesn't that play back to fucking...
Not being firm.
Not having a firm opinion.
Not having a firm opinion.
This bitch is dumb.
Also the
That's
first
all it
one.
Is. It's yeah. what it comes down to. It's Harvard, yeah. dumb,
she doesn't
smelly
slut.
Twat.
She doesn't know how to take multiple data points and synthesize the relevant key facts.
Yeah, dude.
She's snail trailing her way around it. It's crazy.
Fat whore.
Disgusts me.
Yeah, you fucking
licked his cum off my dick.
Amy Gallo.
Yeah.
Number four.
Can we look her up? She hot?
Yeah, we could look her up. Number
Let's
four.
Find this. Let's find this out. I need to see what this
is. Most common toxic behavior. They frequently try to change the direction of projects and meetings.
He just did that.
Whoa.
Wait, what happened?
You
just
derail it.
Did the insecure thing, dude. Yep.
You're insecure.
You're insecure as hell. Your toxic insecurity is fucking...
Wait, what is it?
Derailing this podcast.
It's showing.
They frequently try to change the direction of projects and meetings.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah, I'm a big advocate for that. Yeah.
I like how you mooed that. You went...
Yeah,
I'm gonna moo it
because it was a thought, and then it was like a realization. It was a thought, and then a realization.
You
I just realized you're a thought.
Oh, don't intercept
Whoa, dude, you stole.
No, dude.
Just enjoy that in our thruple. Me and CJ are vibing right now because the last couple weeks we've been at each other's throats.
Yeah, stop making the thruple.
Yeah,
we've both been
throats.
Down your throat.
I know. I'm taking all the fucking load for it, dude.
Here is Amy Gallo, who's writing
Let's
this
attack.
Article.
Oh, I can't wait to attack her.
Definitely got fucked around on, dude.
Oh my God. Ew, you want to do what in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Why do you even want to try doing that?
Why do you smell like that?
That's so weird.
Yeah, dude.
That's disgusting.
Oh,
dude.
My God. I'd
she kind of looks like Pedro's wife.
Whoa. Come on, bud.
Oh, yeah.
You wish you had a wife, bud.
I do. I'll bang Amy Gallo, dude. I don't give a shit. You can write your next article about me, bitch.
Your toxic insecurities.
Yeah. She probably killed herself.
Damn, she's a little rough, but still, dude, you know. We'll still go.
She's got to be so insecure. She should be insecure.
Yeah, for real. You know what I mean? You don't write a confident article like that without being insecure.
And take pictures like that and be like, that's my best one.
Yeah. Number five, toxic behavior of insecurity. They put other people down to make themselves look important.
Well,
look, who do I have by my sides, dude?
That's stupid, dude.
Who do I have by my sides, dude?
That's stupid, and whoever wrote that is stupid, dude.
That dumb whore hasn't been laid since her ex left her like 6 months ago because she was so boring in bed.
Nick has a child, dude. He's way more important than this bitch.
Yeah, right? Like, have her write an article about like good positions in bed or something like that.
Yeah,
like
Kama Sutra.
Yeah, it won't happen.
Yeah,
insecure Kama Sutra, dude.
Ugly idiot.
She like fucking turns on NPR to get horny.
She looks like a beaver. Did you see her?
Yeah.
She has like
look like a beaver.
She has like ugly pubic hair. You know what I mean? She's like old lady.
On her head though. On her head.
Okay. Next.
Yes. Shut up, you substitute teacher, librarian, beaver, looking ass bitch.
Yeah. Substitute teacher. That was a good one.
Ain't been laid in 6 months, bitch.
You nailed her there. You nailed her to the cross. Yeah.
Substitute teacher was solid.
Yeah, you crucified her.
Thank you.
Damn. Call her Jesus because she up, dude.
You crossed her. Now go down on her, CJ. Now's your chance.
Let's go.
She's distracted.
What disability do you have?
I bet you it isn't not coming.
Erectile dysfunction, that's my disability.
Oh, I'll call it erectile disruption, bro.
Oh yeah, dude. Why?
Because it can interrupt.
Erectile eruption. Number six most common toxic behavior, according to this librarian head ass looking bitch.
That dumb ass bitch.
There's no sex having bitch over here.
This four eyed freak, dude. Getting lost in the sheets.
This build a damn type of looking bitch.
I'd rather jerk off in a black cave, not sing anything, than ever have sex with that thing or lay my eyes on it.
Hell yeah, magic school bus, Mrs. Frizzle ass looking bitch.
Yeah, take that school bus out of here, dude. Dude.
Amy Don't Swallows, dude. More like it.
Yeah, what's dude. Yeah, ankle length dress wearing bitch, dude.
Yeah.
You fucking Shaw wearing ass bitch.
Yeah, dude. Number six, toxic behavior of insecurity. They constantly talk about how busy they are when they're actually not.
Oh,
I hate those people.
That's show that they're in the ring.
That's her ex, for sure. That's her ex
Sure. I'm actually so really busy right now and highly in demand.
Yeah, he's busy because he doesn't want to spend any time with you.
I don't have time to watch Lord of the Rings all Saturday and Sunday again for the sixth time in a row. You autistic fucking freak.
Yeah, dude, you tennis shoe wearing fucking stockings having bitch.
Yeah,
dude.
You New Balance looking tube sock freak.
Yeah, dude, you got fucking a rope on your glasses, dude. You fucking crazy bitch.
You need help holding your glasses up, bitch. Yeah, dude. You need to have a rope attached to each end of your glasses, you dumb slut.
Yeah, dude.
You still sit on your daddy's lap during the holidays.
Yeah, you can't do this anymore. On the lip, you dumb whore. Jesus, man. Poor fucking Amy Swallows.
Yeah. I hope she kills herself today.
¿Quién crees que eres?
We should hashtag Amy Swallows this.
We should.
Seventh.
No, it's number seven.
Is this the last one?
Last.
He leaves you, never comes back.
Yeah. He texts you goodbye.
Yeah. All right. What is it? Lay it on me, dude.
They are paranoid meddlers who make you question your every move. Paranoid meddler. You paranoid meddler. That's probably what her fucking dorky ass autistic boyfriend called her.
Yeah, for sure.
Either that or that's her fucking Twitter handle or something.
Paranoid meddler. Yeah.
That's a good one, to be honest.
It is pretty good.
Yeah, that's a weird one. That was a bad list, Amy.
Yeah.
Terrible list, Amy. You went to Harvard? You fucking stupid slut.
Yeah, dude. You fucking school cafeteria.
Guess
fucking...
it wasn't so hard. Bird shape.
Where's that banana at?
The bomb was so funny, dude.
That was a good one.
The bomb was funny.
Funny bomb.
Funny bomb. Poor Amy.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm not insecure. I thought I would have been like everyone.
I know.
Like,
I thought I was going to
wear a red sweatshirt. You're depressed when it rains outside because you're gay. You're sad when everything is going good.
You're wearing a beanie's cool. Yeah. Like, yeah.
You use your imagination to hurt yourself constantly.
Yeah. You wear fake Yeezys, dude, to try to fucking fit in.
Exactly. Yeah, well.
Damn. Well, you're not insecure.
You know what? I think we do actually have the video of her husband, her ex, and I sent it over to CJ earlier today.
Oh, really?
It was a nice little, yeah. This was a nice
Wasn't
little,
he on a show?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He was on Family Feud.
Yeah. This is Amy Gallo's husband on Family Feud.
What's the biggest mistake you made at your wedding?
Honey, I love you, but said I do.
Attempted to clarify.
Not my mistake. I love my wife. I'm going to get in trouble for that, aren't I?
Yesterday, when Dleepnik was arrested for murder, he had long hair. The state attorney's office is calling it a home invasion, a case of domestic violence.
This horrific crime was not a case of domestic violence.
Rebecca had filed for a restraining order against her husband. Later, he filed for one against
Amy
her.
Amy filed for a restraining order.
When his family appeared on the game show, it was such exciting news. A watch party was held for all their friends.
Nice.
Leepnik was also interviewed for local news in Quincy, Illinois, where he spoke about Steve Harvey's wardrobe.
So if he finds a snazzy dresser when people really want to dress to impress to be on the show, like he relates to that and he likes to comment on it.
Now, Tim
No, Amy had the disability.
Oh, man. What a twist, though.
What
the
a fucking
timing on that.
They caught him.
Can't be beat.
I know. Yeah, so they caught him. He killed his wife, dude.
That's insane.
It is insane.
At least he was able to be entertaining about it.
It's like, I said I do.
Saying I do.
Am I right? It is funny to overly lean into those things all the time, to always be like, I hate my wife, I hate my life, I hate my family.
You're not like, I mean, you say...
I never got that.
Yeah.
I never understood either, because it's like, it's said jokingly, but like...
But it's constant. It's like, at some point, you're like, okay, what do you...
Yeah, what... How much truth is in this joke?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, or like, why is that funny?
Also true, like, that's not even a punchline. Yeah,
seriously.
Like, I fucking hate her.
Like, most people actually do hate their wives.
Yeah, that's also true.
Well, yeah, I mean,
why is that funny?
He was trying to change. He had all seven traits.
Insecurities,
dude.
Yeah.
He was trying to change. Yeah.
Toxic insecurity number 8, tossing your wife off a bridge.
Slitting her in the throat while the kids watch. That was a little dark. That was dark for me. I'm sorry, guys.
That was slightly fucking dark.
Hanging yourself while they're watching Paw Patrol, is that better?
Way better.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, the slitting throat's pretty...
Yeah,
gruesome.
I mean,
is that what he did? I was laughing too hard.
I don't know.
How.
Let's guess. What do you think? How do you think he killed his wife?
What?
They said it was a break-in. Mm. So
he faked it.
He staged something broken. Yeah.
He's like, hey,
and
dude.
The strange part is they didn't have sex with her.
He's like, hey, John, can you come by this Saturday afternoon? Fake a break-in, dude. Gets his buddies in on it. That'd be dope.
We don't, dude.
King Chris.
Get your buddies to rape and murder your wife. That's what it's saying, dude.
What do you guys do? Is that I want to rape and kill my wife?
Jesus Christ.
Her name's Amy. You're like, oh.
I see a picture.
We'll just kill her, dude. Let's just kill her.
Yeah, that was like CJ.
You know what?
You got invited to that threesome and you said no.
And then that guy got shot to death later on in his life.
Whoa.
Oh, that was the guy?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I'm glad you passed that up. You might not be here with
True.
Us.
Yeah, it might have rubbed off on me.
Yeah, you would have become like a part of that culture.
Yeah.
Orgies.
Damn, what if CJ went
holes.
Deep into the fucking swingers?
Dude, what if that happened? Like, what
you
if
you went deep
year,
into
I'm
the
like,
lifestyle?
I fucked 26 times this week.
The great thing is you wouldn't have to change your wardrobe.
He made himself laugh so hard on that.
It's a good one.
I look like a swinger. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or he's just banging homeless people.
Because you look homeless. Oh, that's what he meant.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, actually.
Nope, I didn't even go for it, dude. You fucking idiot. You autistic faggot.
Whoops.
Come on, dude.
Sorry.
We're trying to say bad things on this episode.
Sorry. We're trying not to say bad things on this episode, dude.
What are some bad things you can't say in Florida anymore? Is this an interesting thing to talk about? CJ, can I get your approval on this? I want to know.
Isn't there like a cum puddle that
don't say gay Florida laws? Then? Are they getting... And that too. The blob... Florida's being destroyed. Florida's by the gay destroyed. Blob.
By the gay
a
blob.
Gay blob is a coming. Gay blob headed towards Florida.
A rain blob.
And one, and two, and one, and two. Spring break, here I come.
I flow with the waves, baby.
Hell
this
yeah.
Big old cum blob coming towards Florida, dude.
Yeah, right. What was the question? Oh, what? Well, let's see. So it's all like in school. It's all like, here's what you're allowed to teach the kids.
What you can say in Florida?
Yeah.
Can you call your students faggots? Yeah. And that's a question, so it's not, you can't.
I'm not directly, only, you're not only, directly calling them.
Only if they are faggots.
Okay, good. Oh, you're okay. Good to know.
Right. Is this part of the don't say gay shit? That they were doing?
Yeah, that's the question.
What's...
Don't say gay. Yeah, that's what I'm curious about. Yeah.
What are we what are we doing?
New legislation. New legislation was passed on it in Florida, and they're saying it's harsher than any other states.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think one of the like new laws is like if a student tells a
teacher...
If you
say gay, you get shot.
Well, if a student admits to the teacher that they're gay, then they get thrown off the roof.
No.
Right. Well, they shouldn't be telling their teacher they're gay.
No,
right.
Keep it a secret.
Yes.
Keep it inside.
Bottle that
as long
if you
as you
don't
can.
Want to get
bottle
thrown that. Off the roof of a building.
Bottle that. Right. Grow up. Get married. Have a family. At 35,
if
dude,
you're still gay, if you're still gay, then you can be gay. Okay, how's that?
Yeah. If you're still gay after we beat the fuck out of you, then you can be gay.
At 35, leave your family.
Yeah. Try our way first. Kill them. If you hate them, they piss you off that bad. Kill them. Who cares?
There's
enough people in this world.
Good riddance.
Yeah.
You're like, Dad, I'm gay.
Oh, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing this.
I will not accept that you're gay, son. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You will do everything in my power to not.
That's
make
crazy
you gay.
That there's still people like that out
you
there.
You can go shoot up a school if you want to shoot up a school, but we ain't doing that gay shit.
We ain't doing that gay shit. Do not be gay. Would you rather have your kid be a school shooter or gay? That's a really good question. And it's one that I couldn't answer on the spot. I'd have to really think about it.
Is it a large is it a large school?
I mean, I don't know.
Or are we talking charter here?
Well, because it's, how many gay people are in that school? That slay your vote a little bit.
Well, that slay your vote.
That's not what I said, dude. Do not misconstrue my words or my vocabulary. That's my job.
How's your baby, dude?
She's good. Just chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 months?
2 months old, dude.
That's crazy, huh?
It's wild, yeah.
Whoa, dude. Why is she 2 months old?
Does he not know how time works?
That were jokes.
He said it, not me, dude. I thought it was funny. I was laughing inside.
Of course I said it. I love him. I build him up to bring him down.
What's a significant leap that you've noticed in your child?
I mean, the wake windows get bigger, the strength in the neck. It's pretty wild to see. Just like
she's actually able to sort of resist when you're shaking her now.
She doesn't resist. No, I still am stronger than her.
Yeah,
luckily.
For sure. Luckily.
Because when that doesn't put her to sleep, I don't know it will. Rock-a-bye, baby. On the tree jump.
You actually drop her when the cradle drops it?
No, every day I'm honestly grateful, like, that how, I guess, quote-unquote, easy a baby she is. Cause I've never really been around babies, so I wouldn't know. But when I hear horror stories of other, I'm like, that shit could get really hard.
Yeah, dude, or, like, having a colic
and
baby.
And I realized how careless I was as having a baby. I'm like, damn, really
yeah,
put my chances to win there, because shit could have got real bad.
For sure.
But, hell yeah.
But also, I guess that's, you know, I was in love with somebody. We thought, you know, it happened when it happened, and it kind of happened. Yeah, it was. Then we had a baby.
Yeah.
Just ruins everything.
And then you said, I do. Jesus Christ. Nick's going to be on the news in 2 weeks.
What was that transition, dude? I can't. I want to remember the words.
I'm not sure.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But, am I going to be on the news? if any of us ever get in trouble, the amount of things they have to go comb through is so wild. They could construe any story or scenario of how they want us to look.
For sure.
There is completely evidence against us for things we've never
Every single thing.
Yeah, exactly. True. Huh? But then at the end, they'd like look at all the evidence and they'll be like, he's pleading crazy. You know, like, true, this guy's nuts. Yeah. Like,
Your Honor, I plead crazy. I'm crazy as hell, dog.
Well, if he went to jail.
I ain't guilty. I ain't not guilty. I'm crazy.
I'm crazy.
If he went to jail, we could be trans, so we could go to a women prison. Because how many times do we have cross dress on this podcast?
I actually am trans when I'm in jail. It's just, that's how, that's my
Oh,
nature.
You're trans jail?
Yeah.
Yes.
Trans.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He's in jail trans. That's what they call him.
I like that, yeah, for sure. And he still gets fucked.
He ain't never stopping getting fucked.
And he's still the one getting penetrated, believe it or not.
Licked his cum off my dick.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, but neck strength. What else were you saying? This brings us back to your baby.
It is wild.
You doing
though.
Tummy time?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of tummy time,
Lots
dude.
Lots of tummy time.
Do you get on your tummy, too?
Of course.
Hell yeah, dude.
They're fun, dude. Dude, the other day, was pretty wild. We're like watching a TV show, and I was just kind of like holding her. And like some music turned on, and she started just like rocking her head to it. Dude, I was like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah, it's just crazy.
See like the development, like daily. You just see like little things, literally every day.
Like the
gears turning. They're talking more, like more vocal, aware of more things. Like when she hears Mir Kinsey's voice, like kind of like moving.
It's very
surreal. It really still doesn't feel real. I'm just like, oh.
2 months, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Were you crazy like me when like the first week passed and I was like, I don't feel the love that I needed to have for this child, or that I heard I was supposed to have with this child, because I'm like trying to keep it alive.
Do you also not love your child?
That's definitely a loaded question.
Can I think about it for a second?
Come back to us.
No, I think the part that's strange about it is it's a different kind of love. Because, like, you are the one keeping her alive in a way. So it's like you love her.
Interesting.
But it's not like this, because what you have, this idea of love is, like, your parents or, like, your relationship.
Right.
Did you hit this?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't sure. I didn't want to skip you.
Your relationship, but, like, with something you're taking care of, like, literally, like, and you're their parent.
Yeah.
Like, it is a very different kind of love, and I think that's more... I don't think, like, I think you have an idea of, like, what this love is when you have the baby. Like, oh, like this. Like, you know what I mean? But you're like, oh, I'm the provider. Like, you almost want to be strong in a weird way, where it's not, like, this sentimental love at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I gather that for sure. It was just wild for me. What are you going to say?
Yeah, CJ, you have sex with kids. What do you think?
What kind of love do you feel?
The king of transitions.
Dude, deflecting? Insecure?
Damn.
Toxic insecurity.
Yeah, dude, you do have hella toxic insecurity. You got it.
I'm insecure. That's why I said I'm surprised. I didn't feel like more like completely.
Yeah.
No, well, that bitch doesn't know what she's talking about, first of all.
Yeah, she's a dumb bitch.
Fucking hot. Scholastic fair looking bitch, dude.
Fucking high sock wearing bitch, dude. Get out of here.
Fucking buckles on your shoes ass bitch, dude.
You pilgrim ass looking bitch, dude.
Yeah, relax,
fucking
you guys.
John Adam Smith, fucking Mormon bitch.
You guys talking about my daughter? What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, the Amy Swallows. Yeah, okay, cool. Alright, I just wanted to be on the same page. That was like, I think I've said it before, but like what was crazy for me is like the first couple of weeks was just like the only thing on my mind was keeping this child alive.
Right.
You know exactly. What I'm saying? I wasn't letting the
drugs or the sexual abuse.
Give him the banana. I wasn't letting myself actually feel those feelings.
Where are you going, Nick? Nick,
he's where running. Are you going? He's jumping. He starts jumping on the trampoline. That'd be hilarious. I wasn't letting myself feel the feelings of love. I was just so concerned with like this baby needs to stay alive.
It's interesting that your expectation was I have to love this baby. which was some sort of a picture that you had versus what the reality was, where you were like, this baby needs to be alive, which yeah. is love.
True. That's I guess, like, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's absolutely what love is. So what's the difference between what you imagined as the way you should have loved the child and what actually your love came into fruition as?
I was expecting, like, everybody that's had a child says, like, it's a love you've never felt before. It's so much, you know, like, they fucking play to that, which is true.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you now recognize what they're saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
What's the difference between those two things? Were you just too stressed out?
Yeah, I think I was just, like, not overthinking it, because I think that's the wrong, for lack of a better term.
It puts a bad connotation on it, but I know what you mean.
But I was just, like, so focused on sustaining the life of this child that I wasn't allowing myself to really live in the moment, almost, in a sense, you know, like, actually experience, like, holy shit, I created
this. Exactly.
Like, part of me created this
right
human being that is now fucking, like, last night, dude, it was crazy, because she'll come into, like, we'll lay her down, and then she'll come into the room, and she'll be like, Dada, can you come lay with me? And I'm like, she'll like, can you lay with me for 4 minutes? You know, like, she's a little autistic, but, no, but she'll come in there and then just ask us to go lay with her. So we lay with her for, like, 5 minutes. And, like, last night I was like, my family has just been going through a lot, and, like, we lost an uncle last night. So I was, like, even more, like, in those, like, feelings of, like, holy shit, anything can happen. Anything happens all the time, too, right, you know? Right. Like,
sorry to hear that, bro.
Yeah, thanks. But
lo siento.
I was just sitting in there, and I told my daughter, I was like, hey, you know, you're my world. And she repeated back, like, in a question. She's like, you're my world? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, that. And then I explained, like, that means just, like, when somebody means so damn much to you, like, when you care so. I said it like that, too. She understands that type of lingo. But I was, like, explaining it to her what that meant. And then she was like, oh, I want to go tell mama that. Like, so she gets out of bed, like, goes in. It was, like, just the cutest fucking thing ever, dude. And it warmed my heart last night. But it's, like, now I understand, obviously, that type of love.
Yeah.
Do you think the stress of the new situation was what made you unable to feel that? You said you weren't able to be in the moment, but almost it feels like the opposite. Like, in those first few weeks, you were in the moment every second, because you were just like, this kid needs to live.
Oh, every little
thing. You
couldn't
zoom out and go, exactly. Wow, this is
maybe.
Amazing.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
That's for sure what it is, because even, like, if I think about, like, 2 months ago, like, during the birth of the child, even, I'm like, whoa, dude, that was a fucking wild time. But you're so in, like, the moment, just like, okay, we have a 1-day-year-old, a 12-hour-year-old.
Oh, we're like,
why are we doing this?
They're sending you home 6 hours after you gave birth. Oh, like, that's exactly. Wild.
I know. You're just like, okay, I guess here we go.
God.
Dogs, Noki's just barking at her every time she cries. It's like, Jesus Christ. Like, well, this is going to be something.
Yeah. And I mean, even those times where it's just like you said earlier, like, you're so grateful to have a fucking happy baby, or like a good baby, or something like that.
To,
like,
have that for 2 straight months.
Yeah.
I'm like,
there's people that deal with,
I'd be on Family Feud in no time.
This baby just deal with, like, there's parents that deal with, like, colic.
Yep.
Children, you know,
gay
which
children.
Like,
yeah,
trans children,
liberal children, NPR children,
NPR
children that like to read.
Get out of town.
So gay.
That's so gay, dude. Liking to read.
That's so stupid.
So gay.
Continue.
I think you were talking.
No, you weren't. Right. Well, that's our sentimental.
That concludes
the sentimental segment. It's good. That we have sentimental.
Yeah, it's good, dude.
It's our hearts and minds segment.
Exactly. Right after the disability talk, the black talk, the gay talk. I mean, we sandwich it somewhere in there.
Yeah. I mean, we've learned that there were probably gay slaves. We've learned that there are sexier disabilities than others.
And they're good lovers.
And
we've learned
what it means to be a good parent.
That's 3 things you learned today.
That's a lot of things to learn.
And you learn something gay
every day.
Every goddamn
every
day when you have a child.
This is gay-ass looking kid.
I just hope your kid doesn't grow up to want to be so cool.
Oh, what are we looking at here?
As cool as this dude.
All right, we got a kid with his shirt off. Almost looks like they're shooting a music video of some kind.
Okay, he's in the circle. He's in the dance circle.
Oh, and then, okay, this kid came out.
Break the TV.
He's like,
what?
I'm going to get the attention, dude.
Yeah.
Throwing Soda Pop everywhere.
Oh. In front of everybody, dude.
That was awesome. I love that.
So
that makes
hard,
me so happy.
You know, one thing I do wish was it was the first kid that did that.
Nah. It's the kid trying. Because who knows, that kid maybe set it up and everything.
There's a little bit of humility in the first kid's movements. He's like,
yeah.
There's a graciousness.
He starts going off when the other guy starts, because he's trying to like.
There's a graciousness. He's like, thank you all for coming
exactly.
with his movements.
Yeah.
The other kid is like.
He's got the chest tattoo like you, which is cool.
Yeah.
I don't have a chest.
This guy better ass than you.
And this guy is like, I have to be right in the middle of this, dude.
Yep.
Right now.
So he starts spilling his drink.
Disrespectful.
Destructing the house. Yep. I love it.
He just slips, face plants, dude.
Oh.
So hard. And he gets up and can't even be cool. His buddy like goes over to him and he like shoves his buddy off of him.
Don't touch me, dude.
It's fine.
I'm fine. He hits all those 7 points on Amy Swallows' fucking
list. He went from autistic to Down syndrome real quick.
¿Quién crees que eres?
It's crazy how quickly
life can throw things like that. Anything can happen.
Never know.
Anything happens all the time, dude.
Everything happens all the time.
That's true.
Dude, it's crazy. Imagine going from standing straight up to literally landing on your face.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And you're like, I'm so fucking cool right now. This is my moment.
Exactly. Yeah, right before that, you were hyped up.
Slam your head so hard.
In front of everybody.
It's nice you have adrenaline. It's good you have adrenaline going, though, or else that would hurt.
Oh, dude. Worse.
What's crazy is that
Well, it
kid,
hurt the next day.
First. Oh, yeah.
Nobody, like, if that happened to me with the group of friends I grew up with, as soon as my head hit the ground, everybody would have been laughing so hard.
Oh, yeah.
And just clowning me so hard. And, like, there wasn't even really a lot of laughter. Everybody was just kind of like, oh!
It's because everybody had
friends.
Those weren't actual friends.
Yeah, I never had friends.
And they were all gay, dude. Yeah. Everybody's gay now. What the fuck?
Yeah. If you just surround yourself with people that put you down, what are you doing, CJ?
If once a week, every Tuesday at 4:30.
If you schedule... time.
Yeah,
to
if you schedule time to hang out with somebody who puts you down, what are you even doing with your life, dude?
That's who's insecure now?
Amy Swallow's next article, signs you're autistic.
Signs you're an autistic faggot.
Can we look up another article from Amy Swallow's, dude?
Sure.
All right. Well,
but...
No.
But
what? Well, I just want to compare what other type of articles she's been writing.
That's true. That's a good call.
You know?
Yeah,
I'm just trying to dive into Amy Swallows.
At least somebody is.
Nope. Boring. Next.
All right.
It's all, but she's a journalist, dude.
Why the Iraq War was bad.
And I tell you why.
Why we should support Ukraine and Joe Biden.
No, she's only focused on, like, mental health bullshit.
Who cares about mental health, dude? Get the fuck out of here. Bottle up your feelings.
Yeah, dude.
I'm so sad.
No, that's not. We're not doing this. We're not doing this. No,
you know how happy I am? I haven't felt anything since...
I haven't felt anything since my child was born. Mental health is gay, dude.
I'm supposed to love this thing?
Looks like an expired raspberry. Get out of here!
Amanda Bynes in the news.
Oh,
she was hot.
Like Amanda Fines.
Amanda Bynes.
Just because I'm Mexican, bro?
Yeah, that's exactly why I did it.
And because you're cute.
And because you're cute.
Amanda Bynes has been placed on
she
psychiatric...
Go ahead and talk more about
how hot she was when she was 12 or whatever, dude.
She was
hot
when she was 12 and I was 12, too.
Oh.
And then she stayed hot.
Yeah, she's always been hot, dude. And she,
she has always been
I
hot.
Mean, check this out. Amanda Bynes has been placed on psychiatric hold after he was found roaming the streets naked and alone.
Oh, I wish I would have found her, dude. God. Oh, my God.
Imagine rolling with her.
You imagine rolling up on a fucking...
On a manic, naked-ass bitch, dude.
Manic, naked slut, dude.
Dude, I remember when she used to, like, go to, like, manically go to the gyms wearing, like, crazy wigs and stuff like that.
For real?
Yeah, she threw a bong at her for, like, 30th.
I don't know. Oh, I remember the bong.
And she used to tell people they're ugly all over fucking social media. That shit was hilarious.
And she said some weird shit to Drake, I believe, as well.
Rihanna. She has this whole thread on Rihanna. She's all, you look so ugly trying to be white.
She could be on her podcast. She could be on our podcast. Dude, Amanda Bynes.
Dream guest, perfect. Dream guest.
We got to manifest that.
Absolutely.
Amanda Bynes coming on our podcast.
If you're
Let's get Amanda Bynes, please.
At Amanda Bynes right now. We got her on the show, dude.
Welcome back, Amanda Bynes, in our title.
Welcome back to another episode Amanda of All Bynes. That, dude.
Amanda Bynes tweeted at Rihanna, Chris Brown beat you because you're not pretty enough.
Holy shit.
She is... Is she not on our podcast? She has a golden ticket to our podcast.
Is she not our demo? This is oh, my God.
She's the type of crazy that makes me
I will not
so
disagree.
Horny, dude.
I will not disagree with that statement.
I'm so horny for Amanda Bynes, dude. What, that Chris Brown beat her because she's not pretty?
Dude, when I got arrested for a marijuana possession,
she's not wrong. That's all I'm saying.
I was just at like my friend's house, and we're like flipping through her magazines or whatever, and like there was Amanda Bynes picture. I took it, folded it up, so part of my like my Ziploc bag of like my goodies was Amanda Bynes picture.
They're slaying so those Amanda Bynes photos.
You copped an Amanda Bynes centerfold?
Yeah, and then I came out of the holding cell, and like they're giving my possessions back, and they're like, and then here's your Amanda Bynes. And then I'm like, she's pretty hot. I'm like, she's pretty hot, right? They're like, yeah, you're right.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That was your calling card, dude. You slip an Amanda Bynes photo in every bag of weed, dude.
I will admit, I've always been weak for Amanda Bynes. Amanda, just something about, like you said, it was the level of craziness that she's at.
But she's way too far now.
Oh.
That, like, her face tattoo's so bad.
She got a face tattoo?
It's just an outline of a heart that's, like, under her cheek. It's just,
can
like...
Can I come on
it's, like, miscentered. Not even, like... It's just so bad.
She is looking a little rough. I mean, it's not so bad. She just looks like a normal person now.
Yeah, that's actually...
Oh, yeah, it's 2003 anybody, dude.
But that's her now. This is her now. The black hair. Yeah. And the heart face thing.
She gained a little weight. I'm going to have to pass on that one.
Mental illness 15.
She has those blank eyes, dude.
She's got the psychiatric 25.
She was in one of those conservatorships, like the
psychiatric 25.
Yeah, dude, that's a real thing. She put on that fucking that Lexapro 20, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
An eyewitness tells us Bynes was seen walking near downtown Los Angeles early Sunday morning without any clothes.
Ooh. Any pics or what?
Let me a psychotic.
There's cameras everywhere. Where's pictures of this?
Where's the CCTV?
I know, dude. I looked. There's none. There are none. So far, I haven't found it yet.
If she has a bush, dude, she's totally for me.
For real.
That's the opposite of Dan Harmon casting, dude.
True.
They were like, you want to be on All That? Pull down your pants.
Yeah, true.
Bush. Show me all out.
Bush,
show
gone.
Me all that. Dude.
Show me your foot and I put ketchup on it to get my french fries. You're in. Yeah. You're now on iCarly.
I'll play a guy who hates having a foot in his mouth.
Did I just say that? Total foot in mouth.
Five toes. Touching tonsils, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
He's just like holding casting. There's just like a million little kids, and he's just like, okay, I'll pretend I don't like your butt in my mouth, and then you put it in there, and I'll go, ew, gross. It'll
your
be funny.
So gross.
I'll pretend to be Cinderella's slipper, dude.
It's comedy. Yeah. We're doing a kid's comedy.
Now put your foot in my mouth like I'm a size 6.
Oh, you're
crazy
one of
that he literally had a pool that was a yeah. foot shaped. Like, that's yeah, so wild. Real.
He's all, you come back for round two, but don't shower. Yeah, true. Don't shower till then.
So crazy. Oh, that's insane.
We're told Bynes waved a car down, telling the driver she was coming down from a psychotic episode.
I wish I was driving.
If you're not following, what we were just talking about was Dan Harmon, Nickelodeon producer, had a foot fetish mm-hmm. and is a real creep with kids.
An actual creep.
Nah, like for real, an IRL creep. Dude.
Not
IRL
a WTUR podcaster. We're just trying to be funny.
Yeah, yeah. We're just trying
relatable.
To be funny.
Not relatable.
He's just trying to come. Yeah. That's the difference.
Yeah. Do you understand? That,
in case you didn't know, woke people, we're just trying to be funny, not trying to come.
just trying to be funny, not
but
trying
I
to come.
I'm coming.
Is the name
oh, wait,
of this
wait.
Episode.
I would not man coming.
I meant trying not to come. No. Telling the driver, so she waved a
car
down.
She's coming down from a psychotic episode.
Telling the driver that she was coming down from a psychotic
self-awareness,
episode.
Self-awareness, that's
true.
Good.
Yep. And then she herself called 911. Ooh. So she's at least on that.
What
she
a
was
snitch.
Under one of those Britney Spears conservatorships.
Was she?
Really? Yeah,
to her dad or
until
what?
Like 2017.
With who? Who
I'm not was sure.
2017 seems like 15 years ago, dude.
Yeah, true.
Right?
Like COVID.
It fucked us all up.
It was 6 years ago.
COVID ruined my life. It's a documentary I'm working on.
We're going to see like lawyer advertisements.
That's
like,
that's my liberal smut, dude. It's like COVID ruined my life. And it's like a long COVID people I sell to Netflix for $15 million.
Oh, dude.
Just sad sap story.
Distracting from the
exactly,
meeting or
right?
the project.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Insecure.
Insecure. Insecure.
G-A-Y, dude.
Yeah. You gay-wad?
Fucking simp cuck, dude.
Gay-wad is such a funny term.
You know what's awesome? Amanda Bynes also called Jason Biggs ugly, which is pretty fun.
That makes sense.
He's attractive.
No, he's ugly. Really?
Is he really?
He yeah. texted her. He tweeted at her something.
To be honest, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
He tweeted at her something, and I don't know what it's responding to, but he said, you get turned on by what you are, not by what you are not. Oh, he was quoting
okay,
her. So she must have said some crazy shit like
she
that.
She said something to Drake.
And he just responded, are you having a stroke? And that's she said, nice. You're so ugly, I won't talk to you.
That's a good line.
It's pretty good.
I like that.
Dude, Amanda Bynes.
Did you ever like, I remember this, that line just brought up this one memory of me and my friend getting like super drunk, going to like some dance club at some place. Mm-hmm. And we're like just dancing, being like, you know, trying to get fucking slutty with some girls, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course. And then just on one. Like, and we got like just turned down constantly. I remember just like being one girl turns around like, no thanks.
Oh shit. God, talk about fucking digging a hole in your insecurities.
You guys
dude.
Had no game, dude. You
no,
have game.
No game at all, dude. We were that's blackout drunk, dancing like faggots.
Yeah.
We were. And then we got kicked out of that place because we're like on.
Can
this,
you
like,
show
weird,
us what a faggot dances like?
On this, like on the stage, where just the hot girls are supposed to be dancing, like for the attention of it. And they're like, you guys can't be doing.
They're like, you guys have to get out of here. Dude.
The gay bar is two blocks over.
Yeah. Then my friend,
I haven't been that.
Then my friend punched the walls, and then he went to rehab a couple months later. I don't know what happened.
Shout out!
I'm still staying at it, dude. So.
Fucking Elton John's still standing, dude.
Hell yeah.
I'm still standing better than
so
I am.
So where's Amanda Bynes at now? In a
what's she's psychiatric ward?
Okay.
She's under psychiatic hold for 72 minutes. Yeah. 72 hours.
I wish, dude, I want to burn her in psych. Yeah.
I'll be your nurse.
Psychiatric chokehold, dude.
Here, take this pill. Here, take this pill, child actor.
Yeah, here, drink this grape juice.
That's me.
That's me.
Ugh.
Oh.
It's I mean, you can hear one of the things I learned as a 12-year-old listening to Loveline with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla
so
every night.
Wasn't that the best?
Absolutely.
Such
was
a good
the best.
Joke.
Such
and
good memories.
Dr. Drew doing Dr. Drew After Dark now over at YMH Studios
with the live calls.
With Christina P and the live calls.
It's awesome.
I'm right back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Right back where
takes
I'm from.
Takes me back
dude.
For sure as yeah. well. Yeah.
Are you guys on that Drew kick?
When he has guests on it, but also with the
particularly
live.
Particularly with Christina
cool.
P. and the
it's
live
always
calls.
Good.
It made me feel.
I think they should only be a live call.
That's pretty much what they've been doing.
Oh, okay. Really?
Haven't they?
Yeah. They called a couple of dead people, yeah. but. We'll be right back.
You can't pull that one again, dude. Yeah.
But one thing that I learned from Love Line with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla when I was 12 is when ladies, probably people, but they always called it with the ladies, a woman would call in and she'd be like, "Hi, Dr. Drew, I'm calling for," and Dr. Drew would be like, "Hold on, please, please hold." And then they would start taking bets. And they would go, "What do you think? I'm hearing six. Oh, I'm hearing eight."
Yeah.
Uncle, oh, yeah. Grandpa, the age, dad, yeah, they would guess when and where she was molested and by whom, and like make bets on it. And then they would talk to her.
With the waitresses?
Yeah, dude. You go to like, Twin Peaks and you play that game?
Oh, they all got molested at some age. Yeah. It hadn't been. It's about to happen tonight.
But you can hear it in their voice. Is that their, sorry, I missed that.
The age of, yeah.
You, yeah, and ever since I heard that, I've always looked for it, and, like, it's pretty spot on.
That's a party trick for sure.
Yeah.
That's me.
I like that.
Yeah. So if you hear somebody sound like they're trapped in their...
What's your bet, dude?
At 8 years
What's
old.
What's your bet with voice? Amanda Bynes?
That's me. That's me.
That's 11. Shivers.
Yeah, I'm thinking probably like
they held
that's
off.
That's me.
11. They held off for double digits. Good for them.
8 to 11. That's what I'm thinking. What are you hearing?
Damn, 8 to 11.
I'm like 6 years old now.
I think she's only like 12 in this fucking thing, isn't she?
Oh, no.
How old was she when she started?
I'll have to watch it later and find out.
That's me.
I'm going to revisit this later.
Dear Amanda, that's me.
Yeah. So that's pretty rough, folks.
Sheesh.
Well, it was another great episode.
Another uplifting, inspirational episode. I don't know why we don't have more people.
What are we at? In. Oh, this went kind of quick, homie.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good shit.
If an hour is quick, dude, I have sex in 2 minutes.
How old do you think this lady was when she got molested?
Ooh, I like this game.
Okay, here's a lady. She's in a kitchen.
Okay,
preparing
a meal.
Hot dog. What?
Whoa.
She's lifting her skirt.
She peeing in the milkshake.
Oh, she's putting the hot dog in her snooze.
Oh, that's her pussy.
She's looking around and she pulled it out. Oh, she's looking at it, inspecting it.
She very ceremoniously
placed it back on the bun, and here comes her coworker right around the corner.
Literally,
dude.
Right around the corner. That's insane.
As she's putting ketchup on it, dude. That guy has no idea.
Oh,
she just put
God.
That hot dog in her pussy.
I said no onions.
This hot dog tastes like fish.
Wow.
You dirty snatch girl, dude. That's insane. Mm. You worked in the restaurant industry a lot.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times.
Put something in your snooch?
In my asshole, yeah.
No, but honestly, what is the worst thing you think you've done?
I've never done anything.
Really?
No.
That's because I feel like you have the respect for food.
I also
you know, a lot
never,
of people don't.
Yeah, I do. I deliver Uber Eats, and people always ask me, like, "You ever like snag a fry?" I'm like, "What the fuck is
you
wrong
ever fuck
with
a
you?
Double quarter pounder, dude? Yeah. You ever eat a couple French fries? I got a sip out of a milkshake. You're like, no, I haven't because I'm not a sociopath.
Yeah, dude, that's so crazy. And the fact that so many people ask me if I've done that makes me so paranoid. I'm
that's
like, are you guys doing shit like this?
For sure, because that's like how many shitty people there are in the world.
Well, I started with the fucking, what was that movie, Waiting?
Oh, it was a great movie.
It was a good movie. It was a great movie. And it's like literally I think if you work in the industry, I think a lot of the things that they're doing are things you wish you were like
to do.
You know, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a violent shit after some Jack in the Box.
This took a hard twist.
Why are you eating Jack in the Box, dude?
I tried to deliver it, but I couldn't get it to the right person.
So he ate it. Oh, he literally just said he's never eaten somebody's food or anything.
Yep. No, I haven't. But if I can't deliver the food and I have it, I'm going to eat the food.
So what'd you eat? What was it?
It was like the mixed box
give me a sourdough
of popcorn
Jack.
Chicken. It was like normal and spicy popcorn chickens.
That's disgusting.
And then
you know that's not chicken.
Well, yeah, for sure.
And a breakfast Jack. With an extra side of egg, bacon, and whatever, ham or whatever that is.
Oh, it was a double breakfast sack, dude.
But the side was just on the side, so I just ate that stuff. And then a large Coke, which seems like the thing that fucked my stomach up, but I don't know. I can't be sure.
Uh-oh.
It's probably the large Coke that did it.
Yeah. So yeah, but I mean, it was the most.
My daughter just ate shit. It was kind of funny.
He just ate shit.
It was the most violent shit I've ever had, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, it was painful.
Hi.
And when I
that was rude. Why did she flick us off like that?
She flicked you off. She likes us.
Yeah, she's cool with us. No, keep her inside, please.
What's up, Busy?
Hello.
How are you? I like your jacket.
Well, attention span of a Amanda Bynes.
Of a highly insecure person.
But highly insecure Amanda Bynes.
That's yes. True.
All right, dude.
All right.
Well, Rachel, do you think that you kind of look like this person a little bit?
That better be nice.
Just a little bit.
You're crazy, dude. My wife is beautiful. That bitch is trash.
She doesn't look like her, but there's like a resemblance. I'd be like, who's that? Your fugly cousin, you know?
Hi.
Oh.
Talk CJ.
What the fuck, motherfucker?
You don't think that's your cousin?
No.
Okay. Then you're sorry, Amy Gallo. You're an ugly ass bitch, dude. That's all you are. You're ugly, Amy Gallo. You what can't do it, dude.
What are you singing, Goods?
Sorry.
Well, oh, I'm the princess. Oh, I'm the princess. Oh, I'm the princess. Oh, I'm the princess.
Yay!
Heck yeah, dude.
What a great ending to this episode, dude.
On more
E-Pos. We'll see you next week, folks.
I'm not the one that you have to answer to for your depraved behavior.